Blog Talk Radio.
Let's sing that second verse again.
Watch out. We're grateful to God. We're not going to prolong the time. Just before Bishop comes to share with us the word, bless so many women across the country. He's brought a guest with him, and we're going to let him come now. And in his own way, he's going to give us a little laugh.
Amen.
Because in times like this, we need that. Come on, Brother Survey. He's going to bless us. Amen. And then I'll come back and share with you our speaker.
Amen. How y'all doing? What's going on, Oakland? What's up?
Praise the Lord. We have a bad connection.
This is my first time in California.
This is the day.
How y'all doing?
This is the Lord doing his work in our eyes.
What's up, baby? What's the day which the Lord had made.
I greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We would like to take this time and welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministry. I am Brother Chaz Bradford, and I am your host this evening, standing in for Pastor Adrian Bernard. A time of reflection is radio broadcast that will encourage, enhance, enlighten, and empower to trust natural and spiritual, and to pursue their God-given apology. We are
French people, right? Spanish people. How many Spanish people in the house? Hola?
To teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Come on,
as we speak up on our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundation of the apostle and Jesus Christ himself, being again the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2. Verse 20. We air daily Monday, Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time.
I'm serious. It's, black people, we ignorant. The truth, we make up words and we put them in sentences and they work. S-E-E-N-T spells seen. I seen you. I had seen you. We put phrases together. Where you
5 p.m. 1 p.m. Pacific time. 3 p.m. Central time. 4 p.m. Eastern time. Our Saturday sex airs at 8 a.m. evening. Evening.
I love my kids.
Evening time.
Clap if you have kids. Clap. How many of y'all want to watch them? My kids just watched Lion King for the first time. They just watched it. They act like it just came out yesterday. So I'm asking y'all if y'all won't watch them. 6:15, alarm clock. Daddy!
We have a guest.
None in Yahweh. That's the 6-year-old. The 3-year-old, he do the second part.
Or excited as celebrating.
In Yahweh.
Praise the Lord.
We are excited as we celebrate our third anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, this the Lord is doing after share with me that our speaker for today.
I get to school, man. I get to school.
This broadcast. Also, he had tested the broadcast.
The automatic animated. Oh, my God. Mr. Carter.
Mute everything around you. Mute all the sounds.
Oh my God, oh my God.
You have to mute all the sounds. You got something playing in the background. Mute that. Bring me up live. This is Prophet Lewis. Bring me up and mute all other sounds.
I don't know what you mean.
1 second.
There is no way you could be talking about my children. I don't let them watch TV. You know exactly what I mean. Say the line.
What?
I don't know the line. Say the line. I don't know it. Say it.
You have to mute every sound except mine. Leave mine up and mute everybody else's.
Oh, no, Mufasa.
Everybody else's sound is muted. I don't know. What is that?
Is that a challenge?
I don't know. Something is playing in the background.
Amen. Today, men and women, we have a guest speaker, Pastor Michael Lewis. He will come and bring forth the word. As we welcome this man, we ask God to move in him and move through him. People of God, this is the third anniversary. We are celebrating the third anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. This man of God and Pastor Bernard tested this broadcast. So I'm going to turn it right on over to Pastor Michael Lewis. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. Thank you. Praise the Lord out there. Truly, indeed, it's a blessing to be on the airways once again. Before I get started, we're going to go into prayer. The kind and gracious Father, Lord, we thank you for all that we have heard, even for the things that you're getting ready to do, the things that you have already done. Father, we pray, first of all, for forgiveness of all sins, seen and unseen, sins of omission, and sins of commission. God, I pray right now, Lord, that through the airwaves, that through the broadcast, and even in the chat room, God, you begin to touch those under the sound of my voice, that you will anoint their hearing, that they will hear what your spirit has to say right now. Dear kind and gracious Father, Lord, we ask you to touch every dear heart. Meet every need right now. Lift up the bowed and the hung down head. Straighten out every crooked and wayward path. Father, we will be careful to give you the glory. We give you honor in all that we say, ask, and do. We pray that it brings you praise. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen and amen. There's a lot of things that are going on in the earth realm right now. There's a lot of chaos that is gripping the cities worldwide. In every country, in every state in America right now, you have demonstrations of people that are out in the street protesting because there's something that's missing. It's something that's going on, causing the people to come together, to gather in the streets and begin to march, to protest about family lives, human lives, the black lives. It do matter. I'm not teaching on today a racial message, but I'm teaching a message about love. You see, the Bible declared that Jesus is love. God is love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but that they shall have everlasting life. Why? Because God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him it might be saved. The 18th verse says, he that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The problem that we have in America is that our faith, our belief system, our trust It is no longer where it used to be. We have a problem trusting the very people that's supposed to shield and protect us, i.e. your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your uncle, your auntie, grandma, grandpa, or if you've been put in a system, the foster care, or your adoptive parents. You're not trusting them like we used to. And the reason being is because the God said in the last days there was going to come a great falling away. A great falling away from where? From the faith, from trust, from belief, from following God. You know, see, the Word of God tells us that judgment must first begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, he says, where shall the ungodly in the sinner appear? So you got people that don't believe in God, don't trust God at all. I'm not dealing with them. I'm talking about the ones that were in the household of faith, the ones that started on this path of believing. But somewhere going down the road, they became twisted in their belief. They got a sidetrack in the things of God, and all of a sudden they got caught up into this world's system. Yeah, daddy went to prison, or brother went to prison, somebody in the household went to prison, offset the way the income was coming in, so mama had to go and do whatever mama had to do. Some of them did what they do. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. That's right, mama. You out there doing your thing, girl. I ain't mad at you, but God is. Now, you end up working two jobs, and there's nobody bringing the kids up in the house except the TV, SpongeBob and the gang, or that little chick, Dora the Explorer, or you got a Go Gabba Gabba. Yeah, or you just sat them and bought them a Nintendo, or you bought them a Wii Station, or whatever, the PlayStation, whatever these Game Boys and all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about Santa Claus. I'm talking about you. You're the one who playing Santa, St. Nick, going by all these gifts to keep his mouth closed or her mouth closed so they can stay stuck in the TV while you out there doing your thing. That was never God's intention. He always said to train up a child in the way they ought to go, so when they're older, it will not depart from them. But you're not training them. The TV is training them. The telephone, the cell phone. Yeah, they got all. Everybody got a phone. I done seen a little bitty baby. Couldn't have been no older than 2 years old with a cell phone. What do the baby need with a cell phone? Come on, America. Help me understand. Bernie Mac would say, come on, America. Huh? What do a two-year-old baby need a cell phone for? But just to stop the mouth of the gangster, or you want to be just like the Joneses, because everybody in the Jones family got a cell phone. So if you want your kids to bling bling with one too, this is the problem that we have in the church. I ain't talking about those that ain't in the church. I'm talking to you. You super saints, you Christians, you brothers, you sisters, you apostolic believers, you Baptist brothers. I'm talking to you, Church of God in Christ, Church of Christ. I'm talking to you, the Methodists, Jehovah's Witness. I'm talking to y'all. We have left our first love. That brings me to exactly the scripture that I'm going to, Revelation. Revelation, I got to give you some scripture to go along with what I'm saying so you'll believe the word and not Brother Mike. Revelation, yes. The third chapter, and verse number 14, is a great chapter. It says, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. Now this is God speaking, Jesus Christ in the flesh. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Now this is coming from the handwriting of Brother John, that was exiled on the Isle of Patmos, that was called up to holler at the Lord. And while he's conversing with the Lord is breaking down to him the fate of the churches in the world. And he says about church number 7, the church of the Laodiceans, I know your works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would that you were hot or cold. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and you don't know that you are wretched and miserable and poor, blind and naked. Now look what he's saying. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see us. Now this go to you brothers out there that got them large churches, that got them big old cathedrals that everybody seem to be flocking to. You look like you don't want nothing. It looks like you don't need nothing. But the Lord is saying, look, you wax rich. You got it going on, but you're lukewarm. This is the fate of the churches today. Look, go back and study your word, preachers, teachers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors. I already said teacher, but anyway, teacher. Go back and study in the book of Acts, the first, second, third chapter, the establishment of the New Testament church, how the Bible say they brought their possessions, some went and sold them, but the money that they got off them, they brought and laid it at the apostles' feet. And they didn't go buy a home up in the hills away from everybody. They didn't go away on the other side of the country to get away from the members. They didn't have no long line for you to go make an appointment to come see me. No. Mm-hmm. The Bible said that they laid the possessions after they sold them. They brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. And what these brothers that were full of the Holy Ghost. See, the reason why people ain't going to bring they money and lay it at the apostles' feet today, because they know you ain't right. They know you ain't sincere. They know you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. See, these in the New Testament established, they distributed amongst the saints evenly. So that means if you had 12 cars, you shared your car. You didn't just hog it and let it stay parked in your garage. Yeah, you earned it. So what? That don't mean nothing. Don't mount to a hill of beans. Because the Peter asked the question, look, when this property was yours, Ananias and Sapphira, I'm talking to you. He said, was it not your own? So, yeah, those your cars, they're yours. So what? They still laid it at the apostles' feet. But see, Ananias and Sapphira, sexy Sapphira, yeah, Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira, she took along with him counsel together and conspired to keep back some of the goods. And they came before the man of God, and he said, look, you haven't lied to me, but you lied to the Holy Ghost. And since you lied to the Holy Ghost, look, you know, the husband dropped dead, then 3 hours later she come in. He said, The ones that carried your husband out, they waiting at the door. They getting ready to carry you out too. See, we got a problem, y'all. These men were full. The Bible declares they were full of the Holy Ghost in alms deeds. They did good. So when the money came in to them, they didn't go lodge it into their bank account to build up what they got. They didn't go buy no doggone airplane so they could get around. They were still traveling by the boats, walking, in horses. Yeah, go share your cars. Give away to some of the members in the church. Yeah, I said it. If you don't believe me, check your references. Go back and study the word again. This is the problem that God is having with the baptized believers. We're not living like we supposed to. We live in above our needs. Because he said, when I come back, do I find this kind of love? Where's the love? We're not exempting God's kind of love in earth. He said, by this shall all men know that you belong to me is the love that we have on display one to another, not for. No, he never said for another, one to another. See, long as I got love for you, I ain't never got to give it to you. But when I have it to you, I got to let it go. It's yours. So this is what God is saying in this hour. You that say you belong to me, it's time for you to let your light so shine so the men, women, boys, and girls can see the good works, glorifying your Father, which is in heaven. Another scripture that I want to bring in, since we're talking about the church of the Laodicean, the lukewarm, the hot, and the cold. You know, in all this, God ain't never intended his people to be ignorant. He don't want you to be misguided. He don't even want you to be misled. He has something to do with those that is going to be doing the misleading and misguiding. I'm going to get to that one later. But right now, let's go to Matthew, the 24th chapter. Matthew 24:1 says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying,
Yes.
Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world?" Now, there's three things the disciples wanted to know. When are these things going to be? What is the sign of your coming? And the end of the world. Look at this, y'all. The very next verse, Jesus don't hesitate. He don't build up a exegesis, or he don't come with a form of a doctrine. He don't build a topic or a subtopic. He goes straight to the core of the problem. Preachers, you hear me? Yeah, he went straight for the juggler. He says in the fourth verse, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Now, that's very interesting that he would say, above all things, take heed that no man deceive you. When the disciples wanted to know, when was these things going to happen? What was the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? The most important thing to know above all three of those things is to take heed that no man, no apostle, no prophet, no evangelist, no pastor, no teacher, no brother, no deacon, no sister, no choir member, no choir director, no praise team deceive you. See, there's a lot of deception going on. And, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, since we're talking about that, yeah, I said a lot of deception going on. And I'm supposed to hurt some of y'all feelings. One of the biggest deceptions is this December 25th. The birth of Christ,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Then you bring in the Christmas tree with the ornaments, and you give out gifts. Well, I got a daughter that's born December the 13th.
Come
now,
on
when
now.
She was a couple of years old, because her mom was there, I blessed her on Christmas. But as soon as she left, I made it plain to her and let her know the truth. I'm Santa Claus. Yeah. That stuff you got, it wasn't no big fat cat coming down no chimney with no red suit on. He don't exist no more. But there was a Saint Nick that lived way on the other side of the world. Uh-huh, over near Copenhagen, Denmark, or Germany or somewhere over there. Yeah, he used to make toys. That was Saint Nick, but he ain't never flew no reindeer and no sled around no world in one night, giving nobody no gifts. That's a lie. Straight from the pit. It's time for Christians, saints, believers, to quit. It's time to educate our kids. No such thing as Santa Claus. Christmas,
yes.
If you really do your research and study, you find out Jesus wasn't even born in December. Now, just in case, let's just say he is. I'll go along with it. Let's just say he is born on December 25th. Okay, I don't have a problem with it. But why should I give you a gift? Help me understand this with your uneducated self. I'm going to give you a gift on a day that ain't your birthday, I must be losing my mind. I thought on my birthday, you bring me a gift. So if it's Jesus' birthday, why is I'm giving Big Mama a gift? Why I'm giving Grandpa a gift? My auntie, my uncle, unless they birthday on December 25th, you get nothing from me. Nothing but love. It's time out for the church. Quit lying. This is why we're in the predicament we're in. We the ones that's causing the earth to be in the predicament we're in. That's right. You know why? Because we left our first love. Yeah, just like the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt, they got the murmuring and complaining. They start looking on the other side. How them folks were living, they seen they had a king, so they told God, give us a king.
Yes.
And God told the prophet, look here, they ain't mad at you. They turning their butts up to me. This is the same thing we're doing right now, saints,
yes,
brothers, sisters, the same exact thing. We trying to be like the world when he told us, don't be like the world. Come out of the world. We are a peculiar people. We are, he is, supposed to be. Well, see, that goes back a problem. The Bible says the Lord knows those that are here. So if you're going around playing like his birthday on the 25th and you're lying to your kids telling him Santa Claus, you're lying. And guess what he said about liars? All liars. White liars, black liars, yellow liars, whatever color liar you want to call your lie, a red lie. A lie is a lie, and God said all liars shall have their part in the lake, baby. You going to burn. You going to burn.
Yeah.
God ain't playing. He's serious. He's scoring a rap. He said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. This is why. We have people marching in the streets of America. The love of many have waxed cold. Study your word. Quit listening to them lying prophets. That brings me to another point. Pause for a cause. Let's go to the Old Testament. One of my beautiful brothers, I love him so much, Brother Jeremiah. You see, Jeremiah just wasn't no ordinary prophet. No, they classified Brother Jeremiah as a weeping prophet. Yeah, that brother, he showed up knew how to cry to God. Oh, he complained to God, Lord, look at your people, look at your people. God, look at your people. They ain't doing nothing right, God. What is I'm going to do, Lord? Help me, God. Help, help, help. And the more he cried out, the more God said, that's all right, I'm going to put them in bondage.
Yes.
I got a remedy for them. Since you're going to turn your back on me, the one that brought you out of darkness, the one that delivered you with a mighty hand, and now you going to play the role of a prostitute, a harlot, a pimp, a player, a hustler, a dope dealer, a drug addict. He say, I will let your enemies consume you.
Look
what he says to the man of God. he took out a special page just for you, preacher, apostle, bishop, elder, evangelist, whatever title you want to wear. This one, it reminds me of a commercial. The commercial used to say, this bud is for you. Well, this ain't a bud, but this one, it's for you. Please listen.
Yeah.
I know a lot of y'all done turned your TVs off. You done hung up your cell phone. You done closed up the chat room. And you're probably getting ready to jump off the phone now because you wasn't expecting none of this. Yeah. See, I'm not one of them liars. I'm not going to speak the tip of your fancy. No, I ain't going to say nothing that's going to make you feel good. That ain't my job. My job is to cry loud. Spare not. So here I'm teaming up with Brother Jeremiah. Brother Jeremiah says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, say the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and ye don't even visit them. Yeah, you got people that's in the hospital, you don't go visit. You got saints that are in prison, pastor, you don't go visit. And you're scattering them. You supposed to be over the shepherd. You act like the sheep. Yeah, look what the word of God says to you. He says, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where you driven them, and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking. Now, did you hear that? They shall not be no more lacking. Yeah, your refrigerator full, Bishop. You got more than enough goods in your carport. It's like a miniature warehouse. Why you got saints living on welfare? Welfare was never God's intention. The church is the welfare system. There ought not be one member in your church, pastor, apostle, on any kind of aid or assistance. With all the money you got, you can pay for them to get off. Why don't you hire them? Oh, I'm talking about your money. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to preach on your money, brother. Forgive me. I didn't mean to talk about your goods.
Yes.
But you're storing up. You just like that man that built all them barns. Do you remember him, preacher? Yeah, the one that had all them barns and shut up everything to himself, and then he folded his hands and began to reminisce on all the stuff that he got.
My God.
One point he forgot. It's the Lord that giveth, and guess what? It's the Lord that can also let Satan take it away.
My God.
He told that man, he said, fool, your soul is required of you today. Don't be like that foolish man and have God to come and snatch your soul. You start distributing some of them goods, man. If all you preachers got all these big churches, would start sharing the wealth, we wouldn't have no homeless in your city. Go sell your million-dollar home. Yeah, take that down to the shelter and give it to them. Since you want to play Santa Claus, be the real Saint Nick. Yeah, go sell one of your cars, your airplane. Yeah, do something constructive. Show God you really care.
Come on, come on.
Yeah, I'm coming. Look at the next verse. He said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto you, David, a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Judah shall be saved, Israel shall dwell safely, and this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness, Yeshua HaMashiach. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth. It looks like that's today, right? Because everything that's going on in the world don't even seem like God exists no more. Well, here go proof. We didn't give him right to everybody that desired them, everybody that wanted them. Human rights, civil rights, African rights, white rights. We even got gay rights. I'm not speaking against the gay, but God did say that he had an issue with it. That's why he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. I got nothing against gay people. It's the lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
He said, therefore, but the Lord say liveth, the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all the countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. He said, my heart within me is broken because of now the prophets. Yeah, you prophets that go to these big old meetings, you demand these lines of people, $100, $200, $1,000 line. Very seldom do you holler at the brother with the $20 line or the $5 line, but you got all these lines. I ask you, show me in this Bible, the King James Version, nothing new. Don't show me no new King James, because new translation and all that, y'all might have rewritten some stuff. I want the old, or go back into the Pentateuch, the Tetrarch, or one of them old Bibles, and show me where any prophet ever prophesied anything good or asked for any money. It ain't written. I ain't never seen none of them say you're going to get a house, a car, you keep going down this road at the end of the brook, you're going to find you a palace. None of that ever happened. Matter of fact, what the people did, they heard when the real prophet came into the city, they brought stuff out to give to them. The prophets didn't have to ask for nothing. Matter of fact, one of the prophets turned down the money, but his greedy assistant took the money. Oh, you know the story. Talking about Naaman. That's right. The prophet told him, go jump in that dirty water. Yeah, see, you don't want to hear that. I'll tell you, go drink some mud. Man, you ain't no man of God. Why? Because I told you to drink the mud. Come on, man. He told him, go dip in that dirty Jordan 7 times. It was after he did it, he became cleansed of his leprosy. But the money that Naaman decided to give to the prophet's assistant, went and got the loot. Yeah, he coveted it. And since he coveted it, the disease of leprosy that was on Naaman, it got on him. They don't accept gifts. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm stepping on some big toes today, huh? Yeah, it's all right. Show me in the Word of God where they did this. You that's out there prophesying, oh, well, let me read it. Then you'll see for yourself. What do it say? He says, mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Yeah, your prophets in the house, and your priests, pastors. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. Well, he's talking about the prophets of America now. They prophesied in Baal, or Satan, Lucifer, the devil, and caused my people, Israel, to err, the saints of God, the converts, the ones that have been transformed, renewed in mind, body, in spirit. You causing them to err because they listen at your prophesying, not prophesying. He said, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem, America, and horrible things. They commit adultery. Uh-oh, sleeping. And walk in lies. Uh-oh, ain't telling the truth. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers. Oh, my God. Help us today, God. That none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profane, it's gone forth into all the land. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you.
Uh-huh.
They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, in that deep, you know, that deep, spooky, mysterious, angelic, so-called anointed voice, I see God going to bless you. Yeah, he's saying, you say there shall be peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who have stood in the counsel of the Lord and have perceived and heard his word? Who have marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, that's the day, in the latter days, he shall consider it perfectly. He says, I have not sent these prophets, yet they reign. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then
yes,
they should not have turned them from the evil way and from the evil of their doings. When you get a chance, go and finish reading the rest of that. I don't have time. I got to wind it down. Here it is. God is saying the prophet and the priest, the main two that's supposed to bring the church in order, the main two that's supposed to keep order in the house, the main two that's supposed to hear from God is the main two that's cutting up, the main two that's tearing down the houses everywhere you go because you're prophesying lies. Quit telling folks they're going to get a house. Quit telling folks they're going to get a car. Quit telling folks they're going to get land, silver and gold. God said, these things shall be added. Seek me first, my kingdom, my righteousness. You ain't needing no prophet to prophesy to get a job. Seek ye first the kingdom. Once you obtain kingdom rights, everything belongs unto you. Quit going into them lines paying your hard-earned money. And the prophecy still ain't came true. Yeah, sometimes they will. Oh, yeah, the devil will answer some of the stuff just to keep you going back. You better wake up. Jesus said, take heed. No man deceive you. This is the problem with the church. We've been wooed to sleep. As Malcolm X said, you've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, ran amok and led astray. Yeah, he said, you ain't landed on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on you.
Yeah.
Wake up. Smell the coffee. Drink it. Drink it. Have a drink, said the Lord. Drink.
Uh-huh.
Look what Jesus said. He said, except you eat my flesh. Now we're going to go somewhere. Watch this. Jesus said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have no life. And all of a sudden, look at this. All of a sudden, the deep folk, the folk that got them letters in front and behind their names, the ones that been in the church for umpteen years, the ones that's supposed to know who he is in his voice, all of a sudden, they begin to turn away. And guess what they say? This is a hard saying. Who can? Who can? Who can? I can't take it. I can't take no more. I can't take no more. I can't take no more. Jesus turned to him and asked them, shall you also not go? Peter said, Lord, where shall I go, seeing you have the words of eternal life? It's time to quit following people. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. It's time out for following the leader. Yeah, because the Bible says if the blind lead the blind, they all going to fall into what? That's right, a ditch. And if they don't fall into a ditch, they all going to run into the wall. And if they all don't run into the wall, they all going to fall off the cliff.
Yes.
Now, everybody jumping off the cliff, do that mean you got to jump? No. Open up your eye. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't, huh? Because you are blind. He said, having eyes, you see not. Having ears, you can't even hear. That's why he called us the real prophets, the real priests.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the real evangelists, the real apostles. Yeah, to speak the truth. Time out for going and following a dream. Quit following a word. Get in the word. Yeah, Jesus is the word wrapped up in flesh. That's the only word you need to follow. Follow Jesus. Quit following these people that have made a name for themselves at the expense of God's people. They got a name for that. They call them Pharaoh. You ain't in Egypt no more. Come out of Egypt. Quit being like the children of Israel. Haughty,
yeah.
Heady, high-minded, stiff-necked. This is why God is allowing what's going on in America, because the very people that's professing out of their mouth that they know him. If you knew him, you'll know his birthday ain't December 25th.
My
he ain't
God.
Got nothing to do with an Easter bunny. He ain't got nothing to do with no colored eggs or no candy. No sunrise service. That ain't him. Time for y'all to go back. And he said to the old way. The old way is right. Yeah, when the mothers wore them long dresses. I know you sisters don't want to show them long dresses no more. You want to show them legs. Well, back then they had power because they covered it up. They kept the brothers safe. Holy, you ain't liking this. People would walk in front of the church and say, shh, be quiet. On the block, you wouldn't say a word till you passed that church. You wouldn't even spit in front of the ground. Today, oh, man, you can shoot up, smoke, dope, cuss, everything else. Why? Because the people inside doing the same thing. Come on, y'all. It's time to make a difference in the earth. The Bible declared in the book of Romans that the earth moaneth and groaneth and travaileth right now. Why? Waiting for the true manifestation of the sons of God. It's time for the true sons and daughters of God to manifest yourself, show yourself. Show yourself open. It's time for us to go back and be like that Acts church, the church in the beginning. Yeah, that new covenant church. It's time to go back to the old way where they went from house to house, breaking bread in fellowship. Now, it ain't about being in no edifice. It ain't about being in a church. It's a church without walls. That's what they did. Yeah, if you remember any of the stories, while Peter and James were walking, they came against a man that was at the temple sitting there asking for alms. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, such as I have. Give I thee in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, get up. But that wouldn't happen if Peter would have been stuck in a church. He was going to the temple after coming from someone's house breaking bread.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as Jesus walked through the streets, he wasn't stuck in the temple. He was walking when Zacchaeus climbed up in a tree and got to hollering at Jesus. Jesus went and hung out at Zacchaeus' house. And they said, hey, what you doing hanging out with the publicans in the center? This was the religious leader. That's who killed Jesus. It wasn't the Romans. Yeah, the Romans did their part. It was the folk that claimed that they knew God. Scribes, Pharisees, the elders of the church, the man, the religious rulers, the leaders, the same one that's going to kill the church right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the religious folk. Time to put down and set aside your religion. In my closing, as always, I like to express my gratitude and thanks for what God has done for me. He has blessed me with an understanding. I'm not no, none, denominational whatsoever. N-O-N-E, not N-O-N. I am N-O-N-E, none. Why? Because if you can tell me what denomination God was, what denomination Jesus is, that's the denomination I am. I don't recall hearing Jesus repping a denomination. All he kept saying, I come to do the will of my Father that sent me. Then when he went out and got the 12, he sat them down and he taught them and told them, go ye into the world, preach the gospel, baptize everybody in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He sent them. And this is where we come up in Acts 2:42, what is called the apostles' doctrine. But the apostles' doctrine is merely the doctrine of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. So I like to say I'm apostolic because I believe in the apostles' doctrine. I'm Baptist because I believe in being baptized in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. I'm Catholic because I believe in a universal church. I'm Church of Christ because I am a member of the body of Christ. I'm Church of God in Christ because I believe God was in Christ, reconciling the world back into himself. I am a Jehovah Witness because I witness for the Lord. I am a seven-day Adventist because in 6 days God created the heaven and earth on the seventh day. Guess what he did, y'all? He rested. He said, keep the remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. I am Pentecostal. Why? Because I believe in the Holy Ghost. The evidence is in speaking in tongues. Paul said, I became all things to all men. Yeah, I left off quite a few. That's others, Mormon and so on. Methodist, because I believe in the method that God used, which is to preach to save wicked man. I'm a Muslim. Why? Because I believe in total submission to one true God. Yeah, again, Paul said, I became all things to all men that I might win some. So I express with you the sentiments of my heart that God has granted unto me to give to his people. It's time out for raising up the banner of denomination. Denomination keeps us separated and segregated from God. It will never lead a child to him because it takes him further and further away. It is only when we understand what denomination has done and do will we throw down the banner and begin to accept the Lord in his purest form according to his word. And as we begin to meditate upon that word day and night as he instructed, we will begin to become enlightened in him. He will begin to direct your path by ordering your steps. Yeah, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So as I close, I want to thank my friend Adrian Bernard, pastor, who's not here to moderate or mediate on the line today. She left her nephew in charge. But I want to say, for those of you that are still listening, I need y'all to pray for the Bernard family. Her mother, Miss Barbara, recently just got out of the hospital. Now she's on her way, if she haven't made it, on her way to California to visit with her daughter, Danielle Metz, who's been in prison for over 23, going on 24 years now. Just a couple of nights ago, President Obama, as he do this time of the year, gave out presidential pardons and commutations. Unfortunately, our friend Danielle Metz's name did not make the cut and did not make the list. But it don't mean that God is not paying attention, listening, and having his way. All things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So it is in God's will that this delay has maintained, but yet we remain vigilant in prayer. So we're asking those that would and could to continue uplift the Bernard family, especially Danielle. And if you have any loved ones that is in prison, you can find me on Facebook under Michael Lewis, parentheses, pastor, or the real Michael Lewis. You can even go onto my Wix, www.wixprophetmtlewis.com. and you can find me, or you could call me 209-808-8690. I have a heart for those that are locked up, that are destitute, that don't have a voice for themselves. I have become their voice and the voice of reasoning for them. God has purpose in my heart to pray for those that are locked up, shut up in their mind, being that I once also was institutionalized, so I know what it's like to be locked up in the padded walls, to pray for those that are on drugs. I myself was an addict, alcoholic. So I don't mind reaching out to the poor because I myself was poor, became poor. Yeah, according to the scripture. Lived in a shelter on the streets, condemned homes. The rats were my neighbors, my friends. Yeah, so I extend a hand, teaching the homeless, preaching at the homeless shelters. It's time out to come from within the walls. Yeah. So in closing, I want to thank God for you that are still on the airway. And in a minute, Brother Chad is going to open up the mics where you can come in or you can ask for prayer or whatever it is that God laid on your heart. Once again, this is Prophet Michael T. Lewis. God will take your tomorrows, make them your todays, so you can serve them right now. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. That was a word from heaven. We're going to open the lines on today. We're going to open Pastor Gloria's line first. Pastor Gloria.
God bless you, David. That was an awesome word this evening. Amen. I thank God for the man that God shared with the Lord, have been trusted into him. That was a rhema word. And I thank God for you, man of God, and I bless God for you allowing the Lord to speak through you and to you. And I thank God for you, Prophet Chad, standing in the gap. Amen. For Pastor Bernard, I'm just here standing in agreement with the word that's going forth, and I'm blessed to have been able to hear this word on this evening. God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You. We're going to open the next line. We're going to open area code 310. Last three digits is 6841.
Praise the Lord. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Evangelist Rosalie Moody, and I'm in L.A., Los Angeles. And I just want to say I enjoyed the word on today. And well, we all know that he is a dynamic speaker, and he speaks under the anointing. And it spoke for itself. Nothing else to say about that. I mean, he couldn't break it down any better than that. Just plain as day. Just good job, Pastor Lewis. All right. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to open the next line. Caller 951. Last four digits is 8664. God bless you. Once again, your line is open. Area code 951, last four digits, 8664. If not, we're going to move to the next one. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to open the next line. We're going to open Brother Clinton's line. Brother Clinton, God bless you.
God bless you, God bless you. I just want to say thank you for that word that went forward. I just thank God for the man of God that brought the word and actually told the truth for things that I've been trying to figure out for years. And I just want to thank each and everyone that's available today. And yesterday I told a testimony about how good God has been. God, I had a doctor's report and it came back that it wasn't nothing to be found. And I just want to thank God for the word and thank God for healing my body. And I'm asking God to use me in the way that He wants to use me to bring forward the things that God have already has set aside for me to do. I'm always asking for prayer, for strength, and deliverance. And I also want you all to pray for my son that's incarcerated, and that when he returns home, that the Lord will change him, change his heart and his mind to become a servant of the Most High God that went to Old Rugged Cross for our sins. I ask y'all to pray for me in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Prophet Lewis, we're going to ask you to pray for this man of God.
Definitely. The kind and gracious Father, Lord, we are humbled once again to be in your presence, O God. We ask you, first of all, for forgiveness of all sins, seen and unseen, sins of omission and commission, God. We even pray for the hidden sin of the heart. We ask you right now to create in us a clean heart, renewing the right spirit within us. God, you heard the plea of this father concerning his son. I'm touching in agreement right now that your word will have free course in his life. We bind in him love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, meekness, forbearance. We even bind in him the spirit, God, to say yes to your will. You said it is your good pleasure that all men come unto the knowledge of the truth, that we repent. First, okay. We asking you to grant him space for true repentance. Lord, we touch in agreement right now that he shall be delivered and he shall come home, and as his father requested, that he gives his heart and soul concerning strictly unto you, God. Lord,
oh,
we
yeah.
ask right now, even while he's in the prison ward, that you shield and protect him from hurt, harm, and danger. But put in him, God, a desire to seek you while you yet might be found. Father, we pray right now that you anoint his ear to hear what your spirit is saying to him right now. Father, as you did with the centurion, you sent your word and it healed him. So I'm touching in agreement with this father that he send his prayer wherever his son is, and it catches him and it heals him, God, that you will do upon what he requested. And this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, God, you said you hear us. And if you hear us, we have the petition desired of you. So it is the Father's desire that his son be set free. We touch an agreement in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Amen. And it is so.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
We're going to open the Sister Dawn line. If not able to see none, we're just going to acknowledge you from tuning in to Blog Talk Radio of A Time of Reflection. Amen. We're going to go ahead on back to Prophet Michael Lewis to close us on out with the word. And before we do that, I want to make my announcement. I will be hosting my prayer line on tonight from 7 to 7:30. The number is 605-562-0020. And the code is 262-785-089. So now we're going to turn it over back to Prophet Michael Lewis.
Praise the Lord again. Brother Chad, when you get time, text me that info so I can shout it out to all my friends out here on the West Coast. I want to thank God for this opportunity again to come before you that are still on the airways. Thank you for those that are listening, but you didn't chime in. And I know that you're there because I've seen your number and I heard the numbers he called out. Even for those that came in and chimed in late, I want to thank you. I want to thank God for this opportunity once again to come before his people. Evangelist Moody, thank you for tuning in. Rosalie, thank you for tuning in on today. it has truly been a blessing. But in closing, I'm going to ask that y'all please pray. There's, again, something going on in the earth. God is allowing these things to happen. The protest is happening because man is trying to disrupt God's program. Man has an expected end for man, but God said, not according to his will. He say the days will be shortened before that day happens. So, once again, it's time for the people of God to really go back burning the oil, crying in the midnight hour, pushing back the plates. And the main thing we got to get back to, fellowshipping, breaking the bread from house to house. So, dear kind and gracious Father, Lord, once again, we thank you for allowing us to assemble in our several homes through the airways, how you have connected each one of us to hear what your spirit has said. So we ask you, God, as we get ready to depart from this line, that we depart not from your presence, that you should bring us back together again at your appointed time where we will be careful, grateful, to give you glory, to give you honor, and we pray all that we say, ask, and do, it brings you praise. For every leader that is on here, for every teacher, pastor, preacher, even those that are just laity or just people listening, asking you to give them a special blessing, God. Touch them right now from the crown of their head even unto the sole of their feet. Father, they didn't ask for anything, but I'm asking you that you give unto them a prophet's reward. Father, I'm asking you that you would strengthen them right now. Touch each and every one under the sound of my voice. Lift up every bowed and hung down head. Straighten out every crooked and wayward path. Again, we careful, grateful, give you glory, we give you the honor. All the praise is already thine. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Prophet. Have a
yes,
beautiful week. And happy holidays. We're going to close out with this song, Holy One.
All right. Send me that info. Okay.
I will do.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight. No, I fooled around much too long. Oh,
Caller 678, last 4 digits is 7397. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend and take God with you.
Yes, sir.
See you next week.
Amen.